Elevate Mind Body Studios, how can I help you?
Hi, I was just speaking with someone. She was calling in for a lady that she said was trying to get some roadside assistance. The call was disconnected.
Yes, that was me.
Okay, so I apologize. The call was disconnected. I had a bit of some technical difficulties. Would you still like me to set up the ticket?
Yes, please.
Alrighty, give me one moment.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm getting it together. One moment, ma'am.
Okay. What is she waiting for? Okay. I should know that I booked her in there.
Alrighty, ma'am. May I have the spelling of your first name, please?
Yep, it is T-R-I-N-I-T-Y.
Alrighty, T-R-I-N-I-T-Y. And your last name, please?
H-O-D, as in dog, G as in good, E.
H-O-D-G-E. And can I get a good callback number in case we get disconnected today?
208-467-0343.
Alrighty, and you are calling from a safe location, correct?
Yes.
And would you like to receive the mobile text updates with the provider's name, number, and how long it'll take the provider to arrive at the vehicle today, or you're okay?
No, this is a landline, so.
Okay. And one moment. And can I get, one moment. Can I get the address of where the vehicle is currently located?
So she's kind of like around the corner. I can give you our address, but I don't know the address of the pet groomer that's right there.
What's your address?
314 Caldwell Boulevard, Nampa, Idaho.
And do you know that zip?
Let me look real quick.
Is it 83651?
Probably. Yep, 83651.
Alrighty, so I'm looking on the Google Maps. I see the Mind and Body studio that you're at, and she's at the Pet Grooming by Morgan facility.
Yeah, the building has like a green roof on it.
Okay.
And my coworker said her car was facing the train tracks. So when they pull up, they'll see the back of her car first.
Alrighty, so, I see the building. It's called Fancy Pet Salon, and it's white at the bottom with a green roof.
Yes.
And I see the train track in front of it.
Yeah, so her car is parked, like, facing it.
Okay. Alrighty, and can I get the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
I just know that it's a PT Cruiser. That's all I got for you.
Okay, one moment.
I don't think I have enough information for them to come out.
No.
They need your make and model, and all I know is that it's a PT Cruiser. So we'll see. Did Courtney Bailey get in her lipo late?
No, I don't think so. She's supposed to be out.
She's supposed to have been out like 10 minutes ago. But I wonder if she's doing the pain light, but only booked the lipo. Because the pain light's longer than the lipo books.
doing next? It should be all set up and
ready for you. Which one is it?
It's going to be the last room on the right with the single chair.
I have to go back there, so I'll walk you back there. You sure?
Yeah.
She is going to go clean that lipo real quick,
okay.
And we'll get you in, okay?
You.
Sorry about that. Wait.
No,
I don't know who this is.
Oh,
are you serious? She wasn't wearing glasses, was she?
Yeah, she was. She wasn't wearing glasses.
Oh, I don't know. Did you ask her to change to the sensor first?
Well, at first I was going to put her to refreshing fine and center. So, oh, she should be fine. She should be out 5 times.
Oh.
So
yeah. That's cool. It's fine. Okay. We're okay. We're okay.
We're okay. I'm not sure if you know.
Crazy lady is gone. We got a girl that's late though, so. We might have to shorten her acne light because Stacy's right behind her and I don't want Stacy to have to sacrifice her time, you know. She's already waited for longer than she should. I don't know if I did the wrong thing or not, but I didn't want to just be a dick and...
Yeah, no, I totally, like, you do not know, like, what if she was, like, super, like, dehydrated and, like, sick, because she was asking to call it here.
I almost think she may have been special needs. Based on the way she was talking and her behavior, like, I've seen that before, you know. My cousin, she has Asperger's, and that's very similar behavior with, like, the bending over, you know. So, I would hope if it was me and I was old, someone would do that for me, you know. I don't know. No, yeah.
Everything's calming down now in here, so it's okay.
How was it? Okay.
How was it going to go for you? Full back. Okay, great, great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I just spoke with my supervisor, and she stated that we would need an estimate year model of the vehicle. We cannot guess it. Can you give me an estimate of what year you think the vehicle might be?
I haven't seen it. I'm just trying to help this lady out. But if you need that much information, don't worry about it, because she hasn't come back in here. But supposedly her car is still out there, but I can't leave my workplace to go see, so...
Okay, I understand. Well, we can't really dispatch with such little information. I do apologize. If you could maybe call back with a little more, then that would be great, but I can't do anything as of right now.
Nope, that's perfectly fine. I totally get it. I was just trying to help her out. Didn't really know the situation, but like I said, she just got up and left before I could get more information. So if she does come back, I will give you guys a call back, but as of right now, don't worry about it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling Mercy Roadside Assistance. You have a wonderful day.
Yep, you too.
But thank you. Bye.
Bye.